This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with John in regards to he had gotten a hydroponic system to grow some vegetables, right? And wondering...
Some herbs.
So just wondering, you know, what to do, can we take them out, you know, kind of how to get it to work the right way and how we want to. So a couple things
well,
that we can...
Well, I want to get out in the yard, right?
Yep.
Out in the garden.
Yep, nope. Understandable. So a couple things we want to be looking at doing here is, you know, we take a look at the weather and we say, all right, when are the temperatures going to stay the way we need them to be? Now, right now, the temperatures are fluctuating about 20 to 25, maybe even 30 degrees during the day. And when I say day, I mean from, you know, nighttime temperatures to morning temperatures. So it's still not the best time to be putting out those herbs, right? So still going to need to grow them. And I would say we're about another month, right? You can use like Memorial Day as an example of when to get them started. It's give or take that time frame or a couple weeks before it. Usually around May 20th, 21st, in certain areas in Wrentham a little bit more southern, might be a little bit earlier, right? And that's when the last frost will happen. And so at that point, you're in the clear to put everything outside. And so you're going from a hydroponic system to a soil-based system. So what could you do if you want to start getting those plants into some soil now? You could be doing that, but think about this. If you move them into a pot, they're going to be away from that grow light. So now we're going to need to get them into the right light. Whereas if you leave them in the hydroponics system until then, you have the grow light built in. You have everything you need right there. You're not worrying about it as much. So either way works, okay? So there's no wrong way on this. There's no saying you cannot take them out of there and put them into a pot and have them ready to go outside when the time comes. There's no wrong way here, okay? So you can choose to do that, or you can leave them there until the last frost warning really hits, right? And then you can go directly outside. And what would the best thing to do? Get the garden ready. Adding some compost. Adding, you know, some good soil in there so that when you put your plants into the ground, they have an easier, easier transition into the soil? You know, this hydroponic system, is it completely no, like a soil, no soil? Is it like those, the pebbles that are in the containers that for the herbs, or is there some soil in it?
No, there's no soil at all. It's just water.
And okay.
They come with a little fertilizer you drop in. It has a light on the front. The light comes on and says, put a, you know, teaspoon of water, of fertilizer in. It has a water light, so when the water gets low, it tells you to put that on. It can tell you to prune a lot because the light only goes as high as, I think, 15 inches above the plants, and sometimes the bill goes like crazy. It goes really tall.
Yeah.
And the basil gets pretty tall, too.
Well, so, you know, a lot of times, you know, the...
They're in little plastic baskets with, like, a mesh, and the roots come out of there.
Yep.
And they just...
So the...
Put them in the ground.
Yeah, so the one thing that concerns me is getting the roots out of that little mesh, like container that it's in, right? Because if you pull it out too quickly to, you know, you don't want to rip any of those roots. You don't want to shock the plant, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things you need to be careful about. That's the one thing you need to take a look at. When you're moving from this hydroponic system to the outdoors, because
yeah, it may be biodegradable. The plastic I could clip off.
Okay.
The mesh, I might be able to leave on it. It might be biodegradable. I could go on the website and find out.
So yeah, so if it is biodegradable, then you know, no worries. I just want that's where the concern to me is, because you've had this root system growing in water for so long. If you were to, you know, rip any of the roots out, we're really shocking the plant, and that's going to have that transition from the soil system into a soil system, right?
Mm. Yeah, so the roots are kind of, they're not the strongest because they're just floating in water. It's not like they're pushing against earth.
Well, yeah, so they still will be very, you know, they are still strong because they're growing straight in water, so they'll be fine. So
all right.
What I'd like to see you do for this process, right, is when you're going to be putting them into the soil, I want you to, dig the area, get it ready. I want you to use a biotone starter that has mycorrhizae in it. Or anything that has a mycorrhizae. I just know that the biotone has the mycorrhizae in. What the mycorrhizae does is it helps those roots, the transition, it helps them so they're not shocked when they go from the water system to the soil. So mycorrhizae helps the roots, and it just prevents some of that shock for you, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of times what you'll look to do, instead of just having like heavy dirt, get a potting soil to mix into the area that you're planting into the ground. And I know it sounds odd because a potting soil should be in a pot, but when we put them into the ground, adding the potting soil, which a lot of times is like a soilless mix, so it's lighter, easier for the roots to develop, easier for them to kind of move around, you're mixing that with the existing soil to lighten the soil a bit to ease the transition on the roots.
Okay.
So putting that into the soil with the mycorrhizae is going to help get them ready, okay? So you, from there, once you've got it into the ground, you want to, pat it around, make sure it's taken care of. But you don't need to, like, fertilize right away or any of those things. But you do need to water once you've put it in there, right?
Okay.
Because we're going from a water-based system where the roots are to a soil-based. So we need to make sure that it stays watered, right? So transitioning your watering, and you're going to need to water more often at first and slowly transition away from watering because it's been in a water-based system. We need to get it used to pushing its roots into the soil, right?
Okay.
So that's where, like, the key is. So once you get it in the soil, water it immediately, and then keep watering it regularly and, you know, slowly pull away from some of those nutrient solutions that you've been using. I know what you said is you put like a little pod in there and you put a little pod in the water system, it flows through. Now you're going to be needing to use a regular fertilizer from outside. So maybe it's a looking at a fertilizer that's like a hydroponic system, but using at like a quarter of the solution so that we're pulling away from the hydroponic type solutions and bringing it into the garden to the regular garden fertilizers, right?
Oh, okay.
And you're going to be doing this, a week to 10 days and continue that process and just slowly get out of it and then into your garden fertilizers. You could still use the hydroponic fertilizer because there's not like a huge difference and it's just a little bit easier to get into the soil. So because a lot of times you're buying like a 16-ounce bottle, and if you're only using it for a little bit, you know, it's not worth it, right? So you can continue to use those, but you just have to watch how you're watering the first couple weeks and then slowly get into a normal watering system, allowing the roots to get into that soil because those roots have been saturated their entire lifespan. If we just take water away.
I hear the music now.
Yep.
I can keep doing that, but how deep do I put the plants?
Just level to where the stem is coming out of the ground. That's it.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, What do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I got a question about my lawn.
Okay.
We have all these little blue flowers coming up. They're just small ones.
Yep.
I don't know what it is. We had a flood up a couple years ago, and I don't know if that bought it or what. But, I mean, when he went to mow it, and after he mows it, these things were, they're coming up everywhere. I was wondering what I could put on to get rid of them.
Okay. Now, my question for you is, what style leaf does it have underneath? Are they long pointed ones or are they round?
Peter, are they round or pointed?
Well, it's like a violet.
It almost looks like a violet, but they're
okay.
Real small flowers.
Gotcha.
I don't know what the size of the leaf. I just saw the flowers.
Yeah, no, the reason why I ask is there's a couple different blue flowers that can get into there. But wild violet, since it is actually a style, that is most likely what's in there. Because wild violet is pretty common, common weed in a lawn, right? So, what can you do? Well, there's a couple things that you can be looking at doing. One of them is called Weed Beater Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Weed Beater Plus, or Weed Beater Ultra, excuse me, not Plus. Weed Beater Plus is the crabgrass control. This is Weed Beater Ultra,
mm-hmm.
right?
Uh-huh.
And this can get rid of over a couple hundred different weeds. But this one can be used when it's colder outside.
Mm-hmm.
So when the temperatures are above 45 degrees, it'll work. Whereas other weed killers usually need the temperatures to be consistently in the 60s, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this Weed Beater Ultra will take care of not just the wild violets, but it'll also get rid of like oxalis, chickweed, clover, those things that are running rampant at the same time, because they almost come hand in hand when they start to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's part of it. So I'd be looking to do that every couple weeks to get rid of the multiple cycles, because what you're seeing is you're seeing the flower
mm-hmm.
at first, but there's something behind it. There's seed, there's whatnot behind it. So those are going to come up after you've applied. So it's usually 2 to 3 applications that can get rid of this. Now, the great thing is you can reseed the lawn 2 weeks after you apply this. So say you've done 2 applications, which is most likely what will end up being 2, not really 3. So in about a month from now, once you've done the application, it's gone through its system, you can reseed to fill in those areas so you're not worrying about it coming back into the yard.
Does this kill the grass?
It will not kill the grass. That's the best part.
Okay.
Right. So this is meant for to kill weeds, not the lawn.
Okay.
And so I say reseed. So I got ahead of myself. And the reason why I always say reseed is because those areas that had the wild violet are now bare.
If you
don't put anything there, any weed-borne seeds are just going to grow. And these are seed-borne weeds. So what that means is they can fly in from the neighbors. They can come in through a flood like you had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what's also happening is when these flowers go to seed, which usually, it goes to flower, that the next thing is seed.
Right.
They can just reseed themselves and keep going into the lawn.
Oh, yeah.
So by killing them is what's going to get rid of them completely. Mowing them sometimes just puts them back into the lawn.
Right.
Okay, so using a product like Weed Beater Ultra, and you'll start to see results in about 24 to 48 hours. You'll wait the 2 weeks and then apply again. And then 2 weeks from then, I want you to put more grass seed down.
I have another question. Can I hang on?
Yeah, definitely, Mary. Hang tight with me. For everybody else, the phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weedin Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weedin Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine's military says it struck down 17 air targets on Saturday. This comes out of Ukraine's Odessa region. Officials saying the targets that were struck included 3 Russian aircraft, 5 cruise missiles, and 9 unmanned aerial vehicles. Earlier reports also claim the Ukrainian forces have killed over 21,000 Russian soldiers since the start of the invasion. Longtime Republican senator from Utah, Orrin Hatch, has died. He was known for working across party lines and lamented the current state of Washington politics in his farewell address to the Senate.
Having served as a senator for nearly 42 years, I can tell you this particular thing. Things weren't always as they are now.
Hatch was 88 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News. Border Patrol and local communities are overwhelmed with the largest surge of illegal immigrants in the past two decades at the U.S.-Mexico border. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Christopher Olivares, appearing on Fox News, explains how the White House could help this problem.
They need to take more effective strategies, have a comprehensive immigration reform. Also, do not cancel Title 42. And if you are going to cancel Title 42, have an effective strategy in place so we don't see this mass flow of immigrants coming across. And also work with other local partners as well, and also congressional partners, and come together and have a plan in place.
Police in Glendale, Arizona are investigating the death of a man who attempted to drive through the gate at Luke Air Force Base. Base officials say the unidentified man failed to comply with security protocols and was stopped by an automated vehicle barrier at the south gate on Friday. Medics declared the man dead when they arrived on the scene. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Mary, and she had another question for us. We wanted her to stick around. So, Mary, what was your other question?
I got an Asiatic lily for Easter, and now the flowers are starting to go down. They're getting real light. And I'd like to know, can I start that over after a while, or do I have to throw it out?
You don't necessarily have to throw it out. You can get it outside, right, into the garden, into the yard.
Yeah.
The thing is sometimes they're forced, right, to get to this point where, you know, they don't necessarily come back the year after.
Oh, really?
Or they don't necessarily, they take some time, right? It's not like a... It's not as easy. It's not as easy said than done, right?
Oh, really?
So what we would want to do is you're definitely going to want to get them outside, right? Okay. Get them into the ground if that's what you're looking to do, and get them really to develop into the soil, and then you know the bigger thing is treating it like a perennial. That you want it to grow for next season, you're going to need to remove all the old flowers, all the old blooms, you know, at once they've gone by. But putting them in to the ground and let the foliage towards the end of the season die back normally. And then you could actually cut it back to about 6 inches. It's about 6 inches to the ground, right? What you'll be able to do is they'll eventually grow, get thicker every couple, 3-4 years. You'll be able to divide them once you get there. But what I want you to be able to do is get them outside to develop in the soil so that they can build the root system, grow bigger for you. They're not going to look like a lot because they've already gone through its flowering process, right? It's not one where it's naturally outside and hasn't flowered yet, right? So... It can take a little bit of time, but you do want to make sure it gets developed in there so that it will be the long-term effects will be good. So we're looking for a area that is in sun to part shade, in well-drained soil. We don't want it to stay too wet because the bulbs can get root rot. So, you know, all your work that you've done is for nothing if it stays too wet.
Right.
So that would be one thing to worry about. In the meantime, plant it to the level of where the soil is, right? So where the soil is already on the plant, don't plant it any deeper or anything like that. We want to keep it at the same level. But, you know, the flowers have gone by for the season. They're not going to just come back. It's not going to be, you know, rejuvenate, right?
Like a bulb.
So it's already done its thing. Whereas a lot of the perennial lilies are just getting started. They're just coming out of the ground. So just realize you're already kind of, you're in this the part of the system where it's almost like fall to them. So you're going to see that they're starting to die back a little bit, but that's okay. They might just stay with the green leaves, do their thing, and be ahead of it. But the other thing just to keep in mind is watch for frost. Wait till the frost is done in your area. And I'd say you're probably, you know, a couple weeks before we are up here in New England, maybe give or take. So we're still, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks away from getting it outside. Because even though it's flowered, it's done its thing, it can still affect, a frost can still affect the plant. It can affect it in a way where it's not going to develop its roots, those types of things. So, you know, if you can keep it in a sunny window, even though the you know, flowers are gone, it's not going to feel like it much. Yeah, it won't look like much, but just keep it until you can get it outside to be out there. Or
now, do I have to overwinter that?
So that's the idea of putting it out now. It's going to develop its roots and be able to overwinter. And that's where in the fall it'll be cut back. Let it die naturally, you know, let the leaves die, and then clean it up like you would other perennials. Right? So we're by getting it in early, it's going to allow it to develop and be ready for the fall and winter for next year. And then next year you'll see the growth start around now versus being already in full bloom.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll try it.
All right, Mary.
Right, well, good thank luck. Thank you very much.
have a great one.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye.
Alrighty. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, we got some more calls on the line.
Yes, sir. Starting with Matt in Suffolk, New York.
Matt, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing well. I have a question about, we have some seeds planted inside, and I want to know the ratio between the grow light and the sunlight. What's your suggestion?
Okay, so you have the grow light on it. How, well, let's start over here real quick. What type of seeds are they first?
Okay. Tomato, basil, let's see. Now you cut me on the spot. Some dill, some herbs, and some green peppers.
Okay. All right. And how long do you have the grow light on them?
Well, right now I have it on probably 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I wasn't sure if I should do it just the opposite, have it on all night and have the sunlight during the day. I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Okay. So for you, you have mostly herbs and some vegetables.
Correct.
So herbs require at least 6 hours of sunlight per day. So,
okay.
You, obviously, we can substitute that with artificial light. So it's not the same aspects. You're not getting the same, like, 6 hours does not mean 6 hours of the artificial light, right?
Yeah.
So what you need to do is, on something like that, you're looking to get about 14 to 16 hours of light. So 6 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon, maybe a little bit more light to it. Keep it for like the what a full day really would be right now. Because the sun's out about 6 a.m.-ish, maybe a little bit later, until about 7:30, right?
Yeah.
So we want to keep it like it's a natural day, right?
The other thing
I want you to do is rotate your plants during that time if they're able to be, right? Maybe it's just every couple days, just turning, if you have them in a tray, turning it.
Okay.
Because what it does, some of those areas, you want to make sure they're getting all the same amount of light. Sometimes if they're on a one corner, it might not get it, whereas the other it might, right? So we're looking to do this all the way until the time we want to put it outdoors. And we're still about a month away, right? So the other thing is the height of it, right? Because you have the light at a certain height, but they start to grow, right? You don't want the lamp right on top of them once they've started to develop a nice stalk to them, right?
Okay.
When they're the seedlings, when they're first starting, you have the light close to the soil. So it keeps them warm, it keeps them growing. And you move the light up as they grow. Okay, so we don't want it to keep it in the same spot, because what it'll also do is it'll heat the soil up quicker, drying them out, that type of thing, right? So if it grows an inch, let's move make sure that fully is grown an inch all the way around, doing the turning to make that happen, and then move it up an inch. Okay. Those aren't, that's kind of like the rule of thumb with it. The other thing is, just because you have that light and it's heating up, you still, you might need to water a little bit more often, but depending upon where it's at, is it a cooler area? Like, is it an area where it's getting tons of heat? You might need to dry it a little, water it a little bit more often. So keep an eye on that with that heat lamp, because with the heat light, because it is pushing out heat as well as the your regular heat system in the house. So it's getting a little bit more heat than if it was just in a window.
Right.
Okay.
Perfect.
So just keep in mind all those things, and just wait some time before you get it outside. What you could also do is, as they get bigger, start to move the plants outside during the day when it's nice out, but make sure you bring them inside, because you're hardening them off and you're also getting them used to the sunlight. Okay?
Yep, that's great. I appreciate it.
No problem, Matt. You have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And Nathan, who's up next?
Don is in Porter, Maine.
Don, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning, Patrick. Love your show.
Thank you.
Just calling to see if in the area where we are, it's Oxford County, we moved up from Mass, so the weather's a bit, chillier currently than it would be in Mass. So I'm wanting to know your thoughts on when to start our aeration, our lime application, weed and feed, that type of scenario.
Okay.
If you could help me.
Yeah. No, we can do that for you. So you said in the Oxford area, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So the Oxford area, I'm trying to, usually is about, you could probably... Yeah, so you could have a frost all the way about almost the same time as us down here, maybe about May 20th, May 30th, Memorial Day, let's just say, to make it easier.
Right.
But that being said, I think temperature-wise, you're trying to think here. Where are we at? Have you started to see anything flower? Like the forsythia started to flower up there.
No, it's just like we have some weeping cherries, and they're just getting the buds on them. There's no, no forsythia up in that area.
Okay. I'm just trying to gauge where we're at. Now, so I just pulled up online here your soil temperatures, because that's a huge thing to think about as well. Your soil temperatures are still not up there to the point where grass is going to do well, or your crabgrass will start, those types of things. So we're still a little bit early. So now that I have that information, on the other side of the break here, I'm going to give you the information of when you can start doing everything, okay?
Okay, perfect.
So,
yes.
So hang tight with me. For where everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Dawn, who is in the Oxford, Maine area. And she's just wondering, can she get things started? You know, what can really happen at this point? So, as we were saying before the break, the soil temperatures are starting to warm up. Currently, at this moment, it's 37 degrees in the soil. So, what does that mean? Well, we look at the 24-hour average, we look at the 5-day average. And those two are about 45 degrees. So, what that really means for you is crabgrass hasn't started to develop yet. Mm-hmm. So, it hasn't even started growing or, it's not even there yet. So, we can wait a little bit to get our crabgrass preventer down. Maybe it's getting it down in the next week or so because you see the temperature's rising. I've noticed over the past 2 weeks the soil temperature map just moving north. And it's still too cold all the way down into Portland area and a little bit south. So you still probably got about 2 weeks before it's time to, start growing start the lawn, seeing more plants flower. So it also means that, like I said, putting the crabgrass control down, probably waiting a week or so. So you won't need to do a weed and feed yet. Weed and feed is another 6 weeks after that. Okay. So the weed and feed is usually your second application. And you might be thinking about it now because in Massachusetts, if you started at the beginning of April, we're almost in weed and feeds time, right? We're a couple weeks away. But at this point, for you, you're still at the crabgrass control. Look for things like forsythia. As soon as you start to see forsythia starting to grow or starting to flower or bud, perfect time to really start your first application. That's your, okay, your main thing. Once that happens, then you can start to do some of the pruning of, like, roses, right? You can start to prune things like your Montauk daisies, right? Montauk daisies out there, they're showing some of their leaves here, but in your area, not yet. Perennials, letting them start to go. You can start to do some pruning of fruit trees or even just ornamental trees, getting the sucker growth gone, getting the cross branches gone, getting the dead and damaged branches gone, those types of things. But you're still another week to 10 days. You're probably a week to 10 days, 2 weeks behind us.
Okay.
So you still got a little bit of time.
Okay. So question, Patrick, regarding like the GrubX treatment, the lime application, that also would be after the forsythia blooming and the...
Yeah, so depending upon when, you know, what type of lime you're using. If you're just using a straight pelletized lime, you could put it down now because it does take about 6 weeks, 6 months for it to really get going to do everything. So putting it down now is going to be fine. It needs time.
Yeah.
Whereas the grub control, you need to wait some time. So if you're going to put a GrubX down or any type of grub control that is a season-long killer, you need to wait until the grubs are at least have come up to the surface more.
Right.
And most season-long killers only last 3 months. So if you were to put it down now, you're only getting May, June, and July. You're missing out on August when they're pretty prevalent.
Yes.
So okay. that's
very helpful.
So that's why I would wait. For you, I'd wait until the end of May for the grub control.
Okay.
All right. So you can get all of June, all of July, and into August, and then be successful with it. The other thing you might need to do early is use like a product like Dilox, which is an instant grub killer, where it puts everything it has down in a 24-hour span. So that way, any of the grubs that might have come up early, you're getting rid of them before they can get to the next cycle. Right?
Okay. So, is that the brand name, Patrick?
The brand name is BioAdvanced. Dilox is the product. It comes in a black bag. It has a very distinct smell to it, almost like cocoa a little bit. Some people don't like it. I just smell it, and I'm like, all right, there's Dilox. You'll get the idea when you see it.
Yes, all right. Thank you so very much. And, you know, we miss your father, but you're doing him so proud.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.